years of radio. Radio Moments.
We start this week 2 years ago, and the Radio 1 farewell.
The time has sadly come for us to say goodbye. We want to leave you all with a tear in your eye. We've had a lot of fun. We moaned when we were tired. And every single month we came close to being fired. So thanks for tuning in. But now it's time for us to say goodbye.
For more than 8 years, we entertain the nation.
The final Chris Moyles Breakfast Show on Radio 1 this week in 2012. Chris had spent some time on air on this station too, albeit under a different brand, which launched originally this week 39 years ago.
On top of the world.
Seven past six o'clock. It's must admit, it's nice to be the very first programme on the wireless. Right, first time in the morning.
The early moments in the life of Pennine, now Pulse, this week in 1975. Like many of those early stations, Pennine was housed in a very old building. I think it was an old cinema, wasn't it? And here's a station which was housed in an old carpet shop when it launched this week in 1980.
Good morning, Hampshire. Good morning, Dorset.
Now, before I begin, I'd like to pay tribute to the people who've worked so hard and for so long to make this new service possible. They are many, and to them all I say thank you. To you I say it's good to know you, and for the Moody Blues, it's lovely to see you.
The early moments in the life of 2CR from Bournemouth, now half of Heart South Coast. From the press this week, what have we got here? A copy of Adweek magazine, 14th of September, 1973, and the headline is Capital Spot Switch. And it goes on to say, Capital Radio is expected to fall in line soon, fall in line with other commercial stations, and introduce a 45-second spot length. Apparently on Capital, you could have a 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, not a 45, and everybody else, you could have a 45. So they gave in this week in 1973. I think by this week in 89, ads were all decimal lengths, and that was just in time for the launch of this station.
Good morning. It's just after a quarter to eight on Friday, the 15th of September, 1989. Welcome to your brand new 24-hour classic hit radio station for Oxfordshire and West Buckinghamshire. This is 102.6 Fox FM.
The launch of Fox FM in Oxford, now Hart, this week 25 years ago. This week last year, radio said an unexpected farewell to Henry Owens. Henry had been managing director of Atlantic 252 and also part of the programme management at Galaxy and Virgin too.
This is your 500,000-watt blowtorch, Atlantic 252-921. A mixture of sunshine and rain today in Scotland, Ireland and Northern England. Cloudy in the south, high 7 degrees. And Jason Donovan.
Farewell, Henry Owens, and he was always riveting company around the dinner table for sure. The first ever money quiz on radio was called Have a Go, and this week in 1946, as post-war radio sorted itself out, it moved from the home service to the light programme. Now, Have a Go starred Wilfred Pickles, and he took his wife Mabel right round the country to church halls and similar venues to do a quiz show.
And she's a very charming lady with nice grey hair and a very nice grey frock. It's very nice to have you here. Yes. Will you tell me your name?
Mrs. Florence Holt.
Mrs. Florence?
Yes.
Have a Go, Flo. Mrs. Barnes, where do you live?
Wally Road, Chippewa.
Well, Alan, I know your missus, you said, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
I know that a lot of women in this part of Lancashire, and indeed all of Lancashire, do go out to work, as well as being housewives.
Yes.
Do you do a job, too?
Yes, I'm a bus conductress.
So we've got to give you some tune titles. That'll be all right for you. You'll get some play.
Yes,
now, Harry Hudson will play them, and here's number one, Harry. Number one, and they're all animals. Off we go. You're dead right. Half a crown, Mabel. And for 5 shillings, here's another animal. Listen.
Horsey, keep your tail.
Dead right. 5 more.
Let's do one more.
And here we go with tune number 3.
Beat that wolf.
Yes.
I love that show. Have a Go, which was said to attract an audience of 20 million at its height. The show lasted 21 years and never visited the same place twice for an outside broadcast. It's been a long 2 years since Lord Patton stepped out blinking into the sunshine outside Broadcasting House to introduce his new Director General.
We're absolutely convinced that under George, the BBC will build on its reputation as the greatest public service broadcaster, arguably the greatest broadcaster in the world.
And I'm very pleased that the chairman and the trustees think I'm the right person for the job. Mark Thompson will be a tough act to follow, but it's a privilege to be asked to lead the greatest broadcasting organisation in the world, and it's a privilege to be given the chance to continue to serve our audiences in this new job as I have in my previous one.
17th of September 2012, George Entwistle took over as BBC Director General. His reign was to last 54 days. Happy birthday this week to two broadcasting veterans.
I've DJed many shows, I've played the hits and misses, I've seen the way it goes. My girlfriend likes the job I do, it grips her heart and soul.
On the programme tomorrow, Gerald Flood and Michael Croft are our guests, and we look forward to the pleasure of your company at 9:02. In 40 seconds from now, Jimmy Young takes the Radio 2 airwaves.
Yes, happy birthday to Pete Murray. He's 89 this week. He was on Luxembourg, the light programme, Radio 2, and also on the first day of Radio 1 as well. Before that, we heard a singing Brian Matthew. He's a sprightly 86 this week and still on air too after 65 years. So, with Ralph Bernard taking over as chief executive of GCAP this week 9 years ago.
However, I'm bound to say that David and I, you know, remained very amicable throughout this period.
Nottingham getting its first radio station 90 years ago.
This is the Nottingham Relay Station, 5NG calling.
Signal Gold launching 22 years ago. And Scott FM on the air 20 years ago.
What do you do? Does it mean going out the house and leaving the children?
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio.